Hello, everyone, and welcome to Thrifters Villa, a podcast for resellers and entrepreneurs. I'm Daniela.
And I'm Lori, and today we have a big announcement for everyone.
I'm so excited. Lori is really excited. Like, we can't help but smile right now. But we have a really, really big announcement, guys. But we also want to recap Thriftless February with all of you and chat about the lessons we learned and what we accomplished this month.
So grab your seats, friends. Grab your seats. It's late. It's late on Sunday. Grab a seat, friends. We will see you at the table.
Coffee. Only it's tea.
Yes, it's tea. It's lavender sleepy time tea.
That's my favorite.
I don't sleep anymore. Fun fact. So I take all the help that I can get.
Yeah. I like lavender tea. It's one of my favorites.
I love lavender everything.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Lori.
Hey, honey. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Happy Sunday with no football. So weird.
It's weird for you. I only watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah. It's very weird. I enjoy football.
But Rocco is watching some basketball tonight.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm not a big basketball person. I mean, I'll watch it, but football is more my thing. Mm-hmm. So how's your week been? How was your week compared to last week? We doing good? February's almost over.
February's almost over. And this is like crunch time now. 1 week left. And this is when the stress of what I haven't gotten done kicks in. But I'm feeling really good right now. So I like busted out the planner again. Not that I haven't been using it, but I haven't been using it as much through COVID. And since I just haven't been leaving the house and I'm all geared up. I'm geared up for this week. I have Caitlin working 3 days. She's been working like mostly two. They had February vacation this break this past week, and she went to visit her older sister at college. So she had a day with me today, but yeah, I'm very much geared up for this week to wrap things up because I'm about done with Thriftless February, like mentally, like I've had it. Like, I think I might walk around Savers tomorrow. Cause I just need that spark again. I really miss it, but I'm running a sale right now and it's going very well. So I will spend the bulk of my morning shipping, which is good. I started to pull stuff today, so it wouldn't be crazy for me tomorrow and, you know, to avoid not being able to find anything, like, and not having that stress. So I started that. So it's been good. How about you?
Pretty good. I mean, my week was crazy with work, but that's fine. But today was a very productive day. I feel like my Sundays are always really productive because it's the one day where I have like nothing going on. And I can just kind of sit down in my room and just do everything that I need to do. So today I took all of my totes out. I dumped everything on the floor, which gave me such anxiety, but I did it. And the cats loved it. They were jumping on everything. So fun. Sophia was in the tote with all the shoes, just laying in it because she thought it was a new.
She must have loved the smell of it.
Right.
Pairs of shoes.
So I dumped everything out. I created three different piles. I had a pile of sales that I had to ship out. So that was my way of grabbing all my sales. I had a thread up pile. I had two bags that I was able to fill for thread up. So I was just taking things and throwing them into the bag. And then I had a real pile going. And then I had a little small pile of like donations, but there's not too many of those. Just things that I've had for over a year. And at this point, like, why do I still have them? I don't want to send them to thread up. So I'm just going to donate them. Some had flaws that I think from being stored for so long.
I worry about that too. You know, when things have been stored for so long, I'm like, I feel like I should open it back up and look at it and reassess.
Definitely some stuff that was damaged from just being at the bottom of piles of stuff. And so that's fine. I have a small bag of stuff that's going to go to Savers, or honestly, they probably should just go in the dumpster at this point because three of them are like completely destroyed. Yeah. There's no point in even donating them. Oh. They were shoes. The three that are destroyed the most, the rubber on the bottom of the shoes is completely like there's rot. Yeah. So
I threw away a pair of Skechers. They weren't even that old. I bought them super damaged. You know, the exercise ones, the rocky, you know, which I didn't know. Somebody, a viewer on YouTube said that has happened to her, that the rubber just rots. So, sorry, did you hear that beep come through?
It's fine.
Angie's texted me. So yeah, I had to just toss those recently and I was holding on to them until Thriftless February. And then I'm like, I know I spent $5 on these, but off to the trash they go. Yeah, I don't even like to donate those things because I feel
bad doing it. you know, there's no reason for me to do that. And then I would feel even worse if they end up putting it on the shelf. Like, that shouldn't even be on the shelf. But I feel like that happens sometimes. Anyway, so I did all of that. That probably took up about 2 to 3 hours of my time. And I was just like, I was just done. At the end, I was like, I need to get this done. Like, I am all set. But I feel good. I have all of my bags ready to go. I ran out of thread up bags. I have more stuff I want to send. But they're not giving out anymore bags or labels right now, so I'm just gonna store those, and when I can finally get a label, those will go off as well. At that point, some of it's sweaters, will be sweater season again by the time they start going through it all.
True, right? By the time they process it.
Yeah. So I'm
and,
not,
you know, and what about the bin you put with your new stuff? I thought that was interesting. We were talking
so before. I organized organized my totes. Then there's no like real system here, but I organized them more efficiently for myself. So I have one bin that it's one of my bigger bins I've designated to all Nuit tag items. So that's really easy for me. If I know I sold something that's Nuit tags, I know to go specifically to that bin. I can grab the Nuit tag stuff, good to go. My jeans, all of my jeans are in two totes because I have a lot of jeans, but I sell a lot of jeans. All of my sweaters are in one tote, and tops and dresses are mixed together right now in two totes. So I have that. And then my shoes are in three totes. So there's organization to it. It's not like a specific system, but it's more organized than what it was before. So I feel good about that. My jackets are just kind of hanging out in my closet right now because I don't have a ton of space for jackets. I would need another tote, but I don't really have room for another tote. I'm like in that place. Oh, I do have a tote for athletic wear, but that's been organized since the beginning. So I don't even count that one. But coats just take up a lot of space in this small room. So they're just kind of on top of one another in the corner of my closet. So
yeah, coats can be so bulky. They're like such a great return typically, but so I love to pick them up. And then I reach about this time in the winter where I'm kind of sick of storing them, sick of looking at them. But yeah, they're good. Yeah. I started to, I got all my shelving for my new inventory system. So I bought two new shelves, which will house 8 bins each.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yep. And then today we went to the container store and I got this, it's called the Inter Metro. It's like a utility. It almost looks like something you'd see in like a commercial kitchen wire, you know? But the reason I bought it was because I'm going to store my shoes in the shoe box from USPS on these shelves. And the shelves are a good, you know, 2.5 feet, you know, and there are 5 shelves. But the reason I went to the container store and spent more money than I really wanted to was because they sell casters. So the it can be on wheels because where I store it in my studio in the basement is in front of our fuse box. It's where my desk is right now. But my desk has just become a junk pile and I really need the space for shoes and I need the vertical space. So I just need something that was on wheels in front of that fuse box so I could move it as needed. So that I just bought today. I haven't even assembled it, but that's going to be a big day because I have a shoe problem as far as it's just kind of shoes are everywhere in my studio and it really feels cluttery. So I'm so excited.
I love that. That's what I'm going to do eventually. Like when I have everything in a basement in a home is I want to store all my shoes already in the box, ready to go. And it's just a matter of pulling them basically. That's like my vision too, because shoes are such a problem to store and they end up everywhere and it's very bulky, especially with boots and everything. It's just a lot.
Boots are the worst. Yeah. That's not really going to solve my problem unless I use like the priority flat rate, the large priority flat rate box, I think works really nice for boots that are tall. And sometimes I can fit like ankle boots in the typical box, but I feel like it's just makes sense to store things going vertically with the shoes. And so for so many of my shoes, they'll just go right in that box.
And now you ordered the QR system that Hope talked about in her video.
Yes. So Hope is actually doing a video on it this Thursday.
Oh, good.
I'm like ready to watch Hope before I really finalize mine. I think my video is either going to be this coming Sunday, but more than likely next Wednesday, because I don't want to rush this video. So I'm excited to see how Hope does it because she's been using it for a while and I'm just in the process of moving stuff over. So yeah, you put the state, they come in packages of 45. So I got 90 because it's how many like areas I have. And you just put it on your bin and when you scan it, it pops up on your phone. And you are able to just like, you know, you call the bin, whatever you want. So I'm still going to have like a letter and number system, you know, with 90, I'm, you know, I'm going to surpass the alphabet. So then I might do AA, BB, yeah, whatever. So that will go on the, that would be my title for that tote when you scan it. And then I'm just going to put all the contents inside. So my first wave of this, I'm not going to itemize the items within the bin. Okay. That's my plan. And one of the big things in getting so many new storage bins was I'm limiting myself to 25 items per bin.
Right.
And for sweatshirts, it's going to be like 12, 13 items per bin, give or take, you know, right. I had like 40 tops squished in a bin or four. I mean, and it just, so I'm hoping that by like cutting that, you know, maybe by a third or in some cases a half, I'm just going to be able to, I've been doing it this way for so long with overstuffed bins that I think I'll be okay. And I'm also mixing things in. I said this, I think I'm saying, I don't know what video I said this in, but yeah, I'm going to mix colors and stuff. Cause right now I try to also sort by color, but sometimes that can be more confusing. Like, and I'm looking through the bin of black tops. It's a joke. You know, it's like,
yeah,
if I mix the colors in, at least.
At least you can see it. Yeah. See, my stuff's all mixed. It's not by color or anything. I don't think I would ever do it by color. I don't know if I would, because I feel like I would get confused. And sometimes blue jeans just all look the same.
Well, jeans are different. I mean, my jeans, I stack by size, and that system I'm keeping. Like, I just kind of have them on top of a bookcase.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On the left are like my 25s, 26, 27. I go right down the line. And then, you know, like on the far right where I have like my 32, 33s, and then I have like plus size jeans, like they're all in the same stack, but I know those are all basically my 14s and up, 12s and up. So it's so fascinating to talk to people about their inventory systems, and because our brains all work so differently. And I don't know, it's a process. So as I'm moving things over, I talked to you last week about stuff. I messaged Daniela because she's my go-to girl for the real, and was just like, you know, should I keep this? Should I send this? Kind of showed her my manifest that I've been pulling together. So unfortunately, a lot of the stuff was already pulled. So it's not like coming out of my existing bins. You went through and you found a few things for me to pull. So I do plan on pulling more. So as I do my QR system, and after I have this big sale and hopefully move, my goal was to move like 100 pieces this weekend, and I'm getting there. So just any little bit to lighten the load, you know, and
I'm gonna make
some consignment appointments and stuff like that.
Let's talk about what happened to you with the real.
Oh my God. Do we have to?
Yeah.
I'm so mad.
Like, I've done it to myself too. I've done it twice to myself. Twice.
Okay. Well, this is like a buyer beware moment. Like, I feel like this is like Consumer Reports. Honestly, I wanted to cry. So what happened was I didn't reclaim things, and they got marked 80% off. And like my payout on a Max Mara blazer was like $13. And like a Christian Dior, whatever, like $12. I had this beautiful, and I'm not even a huge Lafayette 148 person, but it was this gorgeous tweed long jacket with like leather trim. Stunning. I think I got $8.
Oh my God.
Like, honestly, I looked at it and I was like, oh my gosh, this has all been a big effing waste of time. I was so upset.
I know. And it can happen.
Danielle, I'm like, I want to vomit in my mouth right now.
I know. And I've been there. It's awful. You have to stay on top of it, because their whole motto is to mark things down to sell it. They don't want to house anything. They're not going to wait. They, you know, the item has 2 weeks and then it just keeps getting marked down. Some items I feel like they mark down at a slower rate because the brand, and other items, they're like, just, we need to get it out of here. I just reclaimed 6 pieces because one of them got marked down to 70% and I didn't notice it until I talked to you. So I'm glad that you text me about it. And I was like, oh no, I need this. And I sent an email to my person there. Mm-hmm. My name is Sophia. And I got that. They're on their way back to me now. They pulled them immediately and they're on the way back to me. I still don't know what I'm going to do. I'm either going to send them back in, or maybe I'll just list them myself. I don't know. I don't know what I want.
Yeah, it's just so disheartening when you take the time to purchase, identify, or then you pull it from your own inventory or whatever, and it's just like overlooked. There was a Zac Posen skirt that sold, and back in the day, that was like one of my very, I think it was my first bag that I sent to ThredUp when they did the buyout, and they wanted to offer me like $47 up front. And I said, oh no, I'm going to roll the dice. Let's see what it sells for. And then it didn't sell. So I reclaimed that from ThredUp. I sent it to them and then I forgot it. And that was like $5 or something ridiculous. You yeah. know, like I don't have all my numbers straight, but it was really bad. And then I'm like, oh my God, I got to reclaim other stuff. I got to go reclaim it. And I'm like, nope, they all sold because they sold for nothing. So of course people bought these things. So right. yeah, I do think that with all the buzz, and I feel like I'm like one of the loudest people talking about cross-posting right now. But when you have so many balls in the air,
you're bound to miss stuff.
Yeah, you do lose your focus. And so I said this recently too, I don't want to be a jack of all trades and master of none. You know, I feel like I have real solid footing on Poshmark and it's not a perfect platform, but it's like putting on an old pair of sweatpants, you know, like it's just mm-hmm. comfortable and I know it well. So yeah, lesson learned on that.
Yeah. And I think February is filled with lessons when you do Thriftless February, right? There's things that you learn and there's things that you want to kind of bring forward into the next, you know, upcoming months. And I think, you know, we've both accomplished a lot of stuff. I did go thrifting 3 times in the month of February. And it was as of recently last week and this week. Only reason I went this week is because the 50% off coupon, otherwise I wouldn't have gone. So I took advantage of that because I can't pass that up.
I haven't gotten one yet, which may have been a blessing. I'm kind of hoping because last time I was in the second wave.
Yeah.
So I hope I get it this week and then I'll go towards the end of this week.
Yeah, because then it'll be March at that point because you could use it Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
Almost, so that would work out in your favor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did go, but not going to the thrift store, man. You can just, and we said this in the last episode, you can just accomplish so much more and organize your business and take care of the numbers and all those things that we just kind of like don't have time for, or we can't make time for because we're spending 2 hours or 3 hours sourcing for items. Like I had time to list and photograph and really look at my items and decide, do I really want to do this? Do I want to just send this off? Like I was able to analyze things in a better way. Lori and I had time to focus on things that we wanted to do, which we'll talk about in a little bit in the episode of our big announcement and things that we wanted to work on. And really we had the free time to do it in February. So it's almost, for me, I think I need to structure my now March, right? Because I'm going to take it 1 month at a time, almost in a similar way that I've now structured February to be, where maybe I only source 5 times in the month and I can dedicate other time to these other things that I want to do within my business.
I mean, for me, I really lack discipline in life in general with eating, with exercise, and with thrifting. Those are my big vices. So I have to like really just make it deliberate because I'm just historically not the kind of person that can limit myself. Like I feel like you've always been a little bit better disciplined when it comes to thrifting or when it comes to saying no. But also, did you find when you were out thrifting, Daniela, that you were like, oh, hell no, not after this month I just had, like going through things. Like you look at stuff, I feel after I list one more Under Armour shirt that belonged to Rocco that he never wore that I didn't, you know, like yeah. I'm just sick of it all. And
I was definitely really picky. Mm-hmm. And I reevaluated a lot of things. Like I dumped a lot in my cart, but I also left a lot. Like I was very cautious. There were a few pieces that I grabbed that I then returned because I was like, no, you can't, you don't need this. Like, no, you need this. But I've also found that I think I may lean more on the online sourcing in the upcoming months, just because I feel like I have a rhythm with that right now and I'm finding some really great stuff. Unless it's a 50% off sale, like I really want to maximize my profits. And even if my cost is a little bit higher when I'm sourcing online, I know that I can make more.
It's super targeted when you're shopping online. Like right. You are literally only, you know, you are seeking out certain brands, certain styles. And mm-hmm. so, yeah. And if you have a history of selling that brand well and you're confident, I do. Like I have not really jumped into the whole online sourcing yet. Like I've flipped a few pairs of Rothy's, like that's an easy, like if I see them for $25 or 30, like I just buy them. I think I've bought 2 or 3 on Poshmark that I flipped. But like I've been lazy. Like I haven't really pushed myself to look at other things that might sell well. And are you, you're not just sourcing on Poshmark. You're all, you're everywhere.
Mostly on Poshmark and then the RealReal. But the only time I really source on the RealReal is if I have a credit.
Did you buy my Max Mara blazer?
No, I did not. Touché there. No, it was not me. I have not found Max Mara since I found it with you last. That's the last
time. Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's been quite some time. Yeah. So I only source in the RealReal if I have a credit. So if they send me the credit of $30, or sometimes they have that $100 if you can sign a bag, which doesn't happen all the time. So I'll source then. Or if I'm really bored and I can't find anything on Poshmark, I'll just go in the clearance section, the RealReal, and sort by like $15 to $35 and just see what I can find. Sometimes I find stuff, sometimes I don't, but Poshmark is really my main place of where I'm sourcing. And there's a lot.
Yeah, you can get some really great deals on Poshmark.
Yeah, you really, really can. But I'm finding that even though up front I'm paying more, at the end, I actually have more money doing the online sourcing because I'm making more money in the pieces that I'm picking up than me spending hundreds of dollars at the thrift store. And then I feel like I'm only breaking even at the end of the month sometimes.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, and also I feel like, well, I would hope, and I know
not I'm still making money. I don't want to make it to sound like I'm not making any money. I am, but I'm making more by targeting my sourcing the way that I am.
Yeah, that's really smart. And that, you know, I'm hearing more and more people who are doing that in not being so, you know, shooting 100 arrows at the dartboard and seeing what sticks, you know. I forget what I was going to say.
I don't know.
What I was going to say is, and I would assume that the stuff you're getting from Poshmark, now not everybody is a reseller and taking great care before they ship stuff out, but it's probably in nicer condition than you would get it off the rack at the thrift store or of course at the bins or something. You know, you would hope that somebody has already washed it, has already taken tags off, like from the thrift store or whatever. And so by the time it gets to you, you can, in most cases, probably just recycle it without much work.
Yep. I will say probably 80, 85% of the time, it's definitely just been washed because I can smell it the second I open the packaging. And it's neatly folded and, you know, depilled everything. It's already taken care of. I don't have to do any of it.
Right.
Which is nice. I have bought from some resellers too, because there are resellers that exist out there in the world that get everything at the bins and just marked everything at $25. It exists out there. They're turning a $20 profit or $19 profit, and they're happy with that. So I have sourced from other resellers, and they know it, and they're okay with it because they buy everything.
Everybody has a different model, you know? I have been thinking with using Caitlin today, like the poor girl, she comes over and I line up like 15 pairs of pants for her.
You're so bad.
I don't mean to be bad. And I say to her, if you hate the pants, because my other assistant, Lindsay, she's like, Lori, I don't like the pants either. But we were like really close. And I'm like, I'm sorry, Lindsay, I'm the boss. Like I would joke with her, like we would just laugh and she'd be like, don't make me do pants today. But anyways,
stop picking up so many pants.
Well, right. And Caitlin is just like a workhorse. So once I get through this, because what happened is these pants have ended up in my death pile because I haven't wanted to list them. And they're like, some of them are really nice. I just was not inspired by them. So I'm thinking that moving forward, because God bless Caitlin, I just keep thinking she's not going to come back to work. She's always so happy. She always calls me at the beginning of the week, like, when can I work? I can work an extra day. How many hours do you have for me? She's wonderful. And I almost feel bad, but so far so good. But I was thinking that when I do start sourcing on my own again, that I will list the things that are like near and dear, like that I love, the things that you love to run home and photograph and clean up. And then I'll leave maybe the more bread and butter stuff for her. Like I'm finding my way with Caitlin now that it's like a consistent thing in my life.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah. But I do think that after thriftless February, I think I lose it by the following January, that discipline or that feeling of like, you know, being super selective. But I'm hoping to be more selective moving forward. And I think that that's something that Thriftless February has done for me 2 years in a row now.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing. And I feel like this year, so many people jumped on board, which was nice.
Yeah, it's crazy for, you know, to hear so many people reference it, you know, it's nice. It's nice. And I think it's good for everybody. I do. I think everybody can benefit from just looking at what you have. Like one of the examples I used today, the video I just released were 5 tips on how to sell your stale inventory, because it's like basically what I've been thinking about all month. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I said was just like, you know, relisting, but overall making adjustments to listing, whether it's relisting, whether it's taking new pictures, better keywords, like all this stuff. But one of the things for me was, this was super interesting, and maybe you know this. So I was cross-posting a vintage Dooney bag that I bought at State College from Poshmark to eBay on Vendu. And when I went to cross-post it, I got this message that said, this is a brand name basically identified in our database. I'm ad-libbing here. And you have spelt it wrong. Like you can't spell it this way or whatever. Really? Like it would not. And I'm like, oh, what did I do wrong? And I looked and I spelt it B-U-R-K-E like Burke. I left the O out. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this just caught it. So I don't know if it was Vendu, because it only popped up when I did it for eBay. Although I don't know if it would have
Vendu when it happened.
I was posting, like I pulled it from Poshmark. Like I've been doing everything on Vendu since February, but I still have listings that I'm pulling over from Poshmark. Yeah. So this was a Poshmark listing. It's been spelled wrong since like September, and it caught it. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So I was just saying that sometimes if I'm not out shopping, I am just a plow through it kind of person. Like I don't really look back on a lot of my stuff. And I thought, oh my goodness. And that happened to be when I cross posted it in that, and that, you know, person.
That's so weird. I've never seen that where it like tells you. That's pretty cool though.
I know. So I don't know if it was Vendu or eBay.
Vendu. I don't think eBay does that.
I thought it was really cool because it caught that. And so I made the adjustment, and I also went back to Poshmark and changed it. And yeah, so those are the type of things that I know myself, I just wouldn't make time for it.
I noticed that today when I was creating a listing, because I'm doing it on my phone for Poshmark for the most part. I'll do some things on Vendu and then I go back to old habits, and then I'm listing everything on the app on my phone because that's just how I do things sometimes. And I was typing included and IBS came up. Like instead of included, I've been autocorrected to IBS, and I didn't catch it at first. And then I went back into the listings. I had to change something else. And I was like, nope, that should say included, not IBS.
Huh.
Happens often to me when I type in certain words, it autocorrects to random
other words.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just,
and I wouldn't have caught it if I didn't go back. It would have just said IBS.
Yeah.
Irritable bowel syndrome included in this piece.
IBS included. I think you should put both of them in there. yeah, it is fascinating to me. And I think maybe that's why a lot of people have latched onto it, is just because I think we can all benefit. And I keep joking about the people not thrifting less, because they must be finding all the good stuff this month.
Right. I know.
People are in. But I will say my sales have not been stellar. I think my sales, as I'm having this sale, they're, you know, that's going to help boost my overall sales for the month. But one of the observations that I made this month is I'm not listing this great pair of Lululemon leggings that I just found at the thrift store, or some, you know, designer brand that I, for the most part, the stuff that's been sitting around has been a lot of bread and butter stuff. So I think my average selling price has gone down, and I think my sales overall, I've been slower listing because I'm listing to 3 platforms now, and because I'm learning a new platform like Vendu. And you are actually creating the listing in Vendu, but then you're cross-posting it to 3 other places. So it's almost like you're doing 4 listings, not quite 4 listings, but you know what I mean? Like, obviously I'm saving time in the process, but I've had to learn a new system this month. So that has slowed me down. So my sales haven't been fantastic. They're not bad, but they're not like my sales were in November, say, when I was only listing on Poshmark and barely eBay.
I think, but I also think there's other factors to that. So I think February, a lot of people just generally don't spend as much because the bills are coming in for Christmas, mm-hmm. right? So in January, people have all this money or gift cards or whatever it is, and they're spending that. And then February hits and it's like, oh.
Time to pay the bills.
I got to pay everything, right? Yeah. And then we still have lots of people that are unemployed, and there's lots of that that's still happening. And then when March and April hit, I feel like there's a boost in sales because tax season and people are getting their their money again. And now if we get another stimulus check on top of it, we might see double the boost.
Yeah. And I mean, I think March and April, people are really ready to turn the page.
Right.
And I don't think I've ever been this excited for spring clothing, just because I've felt so like doom and gloom lately, just because of the weather and my not feeling well and not thrifting. Like overall, I'm just like, oh, this sucks.
Speaking of clothing, you released merchandise. Let's talk about it.
Yes, I finally, there's another thing that I did in Thriftless February, right? That I wasn't planning to, that I hadn't made time to do. Yeah. And it did not take me a long time. Like I remember how we were talking about the transparent background on Canva. Mm-hmm. It was literally one button. I told you. No, I know. I went back and I used the transparent background, but I don't know where my brain disconnected. So I finally just said, just figure this out, Lori, like focus for 10 minutes and figure this out.
Yeah.
So I did. And yeah, I went on to Teespring, which was only because I had a few friends who I had seen, like, I think, resellers, Leslie uses mm-hmm. A lot of people use Teespring. Yeah. So
a lot of YouTubers use it too.
Yeah. Because it's so easy. I think that's it. So what I didn't realize is when you go on Teespring, you create whatever you're going to create, it automatically links it to your YouTube channel if you tell it to. Mm-hmm. So that's great. So now it's like a little banner underneath the screen, right below my description. Obviously you don't see it if you're in full screen mode, but it has the merchandise. So I created, it just as thrifted as the new black. I didn't do anything with Lori's Boston Found because I'm not sure who would want to wear that besides me. But yeah, so I did thrifted as the new black, and I did a hoodie, a t-shirt, a face mask, a mug, and a tote bag. Yep. And I did a variety of colors and a couple things, and you got something, which I was so flattered.
I did. I have two things coming my way. I have a black t-shirt. And then I also have a sweatshirt that is not black, and I'm very upset, but it's okay.
No. So Daniela went to get a black sweat hoodie and they were sold out. I'm like, I think I'm the only one who bought one. I don't understand why they're sold out. So I need to go into Teespring, and we were talking before we started talking officially. And I don't know if like I messed up and put like quantity one. So I'm going to go look and see if there are any gray sweatshirts left now that I know the two people who purchased sweatshirts.
Yeah. And so I'm excited to wear that.
Yeah, I'm very excited. It's like nothing huge, but it's been something I've wanted to do for a long time. So
yeah. Love it. So many great things. Also, if you're on the mobile version of YouTube, it pops up the little bar that you were talking about, Lori, pops up directly underneath the video when your video starts. It's above your description in the mobile version.
Oh, that's really interesting. Good.
That's how I bought it, on the mobile app.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah. So, and then you can actually adjust, like they suggested that I price the sweatshirt like at 43 something, and I made it like $37.99, and it digs into your profit basically, but it's not, I mean, this is like, it's not
fun.
Exactly. I'm not looking to like retire on my thrifted as the new black merch.
On your Teespring items. I mean, you could, I guess.
But I knew I loved the sweatshirt quality, and I wasn't sure. But Blake from Posh Boss Blake did a big thing over the holidays. He had designed like ugly sweaters, like reseller edition. And I got one that just said Posh Boss, and it was just really cute, which I'm actually going to gift to a friend now. But I knew I loved the hoodie. Like I lived in it, and they didn't offer, and it was maroon, and I wanted to do maroon for my stuff too. But I don't think that was offered when I was choosing colors. I think I have like gray, navy.
There's a burgundy color there.
Is there a burgundy?
In the sweatshirt, there is. I don't know if there was one in the t-shirt.
Oh, maybe you're right.
I almost got that as the sweatshirt color. And then I was like, no. I want to do gray because I want to be able to wear it with various pants.
Out and about. Yeah. I wore it. This is really funny. So, you know, I've been eyeing that Louis Vuitton bag for a really long time. We went to the Natick Mall and I was going to buy it yesterday. I didn't buy it because there was a 2-hour wait to get in. And I was dying because I looked like hell had frozen over, and I was wearing my thrifted is the new black sweatshirt.
Store. I love
Louis Vuitton. And I was like, okay, people are going to think I'm an ass or weird or whatever. But honestly, that's kind of my vibe. I'm all about wearing like, you know, pants from the bins and a designer bag. So it didn't work out. It wasn't meant to be. So it was a 2-hour wait to get in. I'm like, oh my gosh, like we're in the middle of a pandemic and there's a 2-hour wait to get into Louis Vuitton,
which is insane.
Insane. So I was like, no. So we went to Wegmans because I didn't want to wait that long. And I was kind of dressed like a slob, and it was like late in the day, and I just wanted to go home. So I didn't get it. But funny. Yeah, I thought it was really funny that I was wearing this hoodie there.
Why not?
Why not, right?
Not. I mean, you were going to buy
wearing your Sundrip sweatshirt, right? Your oscillating Sundrip. Is that what that
Yeah, that's
is?
what this is. Yeah,
That's
it's
so
very
cute.
big and oversized, and I love it. It's like, I think,
I
a
love
2 or 3X, and I didn't care because I just wear it around the house. So,
I love the
yes, this is from
colors.
Erin Hall. Shout out to Erin. She
Shout out
creates
to Erin.
wonderful tie-dye pieces.
Really does.
So the last, I guess, big announcement that we have for February. So Lori and I, behind the scenes, behind everyone's back, we have been keeping a secret. Lori and I have been thinking probably since December, I'd say probably November, December, we started talking about creating something extra for our Thrifters Villa community and growing the podcast in a different way, still giving you the content every week on all these different platforms that you're listening on, but also having like VIP access to us, basically. So on March 1st, Lori and I are launching a Patreon.
Yay!
Yay.
So we need like sound effects in the background.
I know, right? We're not that crafty here.
We'll just cheer for ourselves.
Yeah.
Yes, we're very excited. It is going to, for people who want to join, the cost is just $5 a month for membership to have your seat at the table.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Your seat at the table. That's the level. We don't even have a level above that, right?
No, this is it right now. that's it. One stop shop right now.
There are people that like some podcasts have like the $5 level, the $10 level, the $20 level. We're just at the $5 level right now.
We may grow with time, but
Daniela's going to go over what you will get for $5 a month if you are part of our Patreon program.
Yeah. So we want to be able to give you behind the scenes content. And when we say behind the scenes, basically, when Lori and I are sitting here for about a half hour before we start recording and a half hour later, we're just going to press record from the second that we jump on and give you guys that type of content. You're also going to get ad-free episodes on Patreon. Mm-hmm. So if you want to listen ad-free, you can listen here on the Patreon group, or you can listen on Apple, however you want to listen. It doesn't really matter. But if you're a Patreon member, you will get things ad-free. Some people like that. Some people don't want to listen to the ads. So we want to be able to give that to
you. I won't be offended if you don't listen to our ads.
Yeah, it's okay if you don't. So we want to give that to you guys as well. We are going to do one downloadable a month. And for the month of March, do we want to tell everyone what it's going to be?
Of course.
Sure. So we have created a listing tracker, and it's also going to incorporate an expense tracker. It's definitely something, if you're a visual person, if you're someone that likes to do things with pen and paper, and maybe spreadsheets freak you out a little bit, and maybe you're not ready to go to the spreadsheet version, or maybe you want two, you want a spreadsheet and you want a paper version, this is going to give you that ability to do that function.
Yeah, I almost even think you could use it as almost like a workbook for information that you could then filter into a spreadsheet if you wanted to. But there are some visual elements, like and Daniela said we, but actually Daniela designed it and it's beautiful.
Well, we talked about it after.
Well, I mean, I discussed it, but Daniela did it. And one of the things that she did that I love the most is it like little listing blocks or?
Mm-hmm. They're like little squares that you can, for every day of the month, basically, and you can number it. Nothing's numbered, nothing's labeled in terms of like numerical order besides the month. Like, so there's January, February, March, April, and so on. And then there's boxes. You can fill in the date and then however many listings you did that day. So that's kind of like my vision for it, whether you decide to put a number or you tally or however
like
you do
tally
it.
Tally mark. But I loved that it was so open-ended. Like sometimes I feel like calendars and planners can be overstructured. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was the right amount of open-endedness, but still kind of holding the reins in a little bit, you know, like I would personally envision just writing a number there, like at the end of the day, like how many listings did I do with a number? Cause I've done a lot of those like boxes where you check off the box for every listing you do. And then I feel like I don't really stick to those. Yeah. Where at the end of the day, you can look on Seller Insight or any of your, you know, well, what did I do today? And just write the number in. So that is a cool feature.
I'm actually going to pull it up so I can look at it as I talk about it. So I created this months ago, probably last year, and just never did anything with it. And then when Lori and I were talking about having it downloadable, I said, well, I created this thing. I've never done anything with it. So let's use it. There's also two things at the bottom of your listing where you're tracking your listings. There's a target. There's a picture of a target, which basically is how many listings do you want to get done. Now you can either put a daily goal there or a monthly goal, however you want to look at it. And then there's like a little flag on the opposite side. And that's like your finish line. And how many did you actually do for the month? The next page after that is going to be all of your items. So it's not a spreadsheet or anything. It's just lines on a paper. And I might change that. I don't know. I'm still, you know.
We talked a little bit about tweaking that maybe where you could put in like description or measurements. Like, again, you can use it however you want. It's kind of a blank canvas right now. So feel free to let us know if there's anything in particular you would like to see.
Absolutely. So if you want to see something specific in like the item descriptions, let us know. We can very quickly edit that. The bulk of the document's done. It's just, you know, if there's anything else you guys want to see on here. Then we were thinking about adding expenses of some sort, almost like a checkbook, which I think I really like that idea, where you have a monthly budget set at the top, just like you would in your checkbook. Let's say it's $500. And then you're just going to deduct every time you go to the thrift store, and you're just deducting until you get to the end and you see how much money you have left at the end of the month. And, you know, however you decide to allocate that, but we're thinking like checkbook status. So we're going to put that in there. Then we have category listing totals. And this is basically, there's two pages and there's different categories on here. Let me see if I can zoom in on this. So there's shoes, jeans, skirts, outerwear, basically all the categories that are on Poshmark. And all you're going to do in this page is put however many items you listed in this category. The way that I would use this personally is sometimes there's an imbalance between what we're picking up and what we have in our inventory and what's selling. So maybe you picked up 30 pairs of jeans and only two pairs of shoes, and maybe that doesn't make sense for your business. And I think when you see it on paper and you see the numbers, it just makes you evaluate things a little differently. So
I thought that would be clever, you know, a clever measurement.
Yeah. And then the last page, well, there's two pages. The second to last page is a monthly recap. And I think because this is more of a workbook format, it's not necessarily just these pages that you're going to print out or have online, however you decide to do it. I think it's important to reflect on what you did for the month. So the monthly recap, there's going to be questions on there like what sold well for you? What did you implement this month that created a positive impact on your business? What could you improve on? What are your goals for next month? And then there's a page for notes and reflections if there's more things that you want to jot down, maybe some ideas that you have for your listings in your business. And then it just hops into the next month. So this is a very long PDF.
I was going to say, this is actually probably the biggest download we will put out all year because it has so many components to it. And I envision moving forward, maybe like informal checklists or different types of downloadables in the future, but this is a biggie. And I think what is nice about this is we can get feedback on it. Yep. We can see what's working for people, maybe things that we want to tweak a little bit. If people haven't printed them out yet, we can change things, we can add stuff. So I just think it'll be a nice way to kind of extend the conversation that we're having here. Yep. And then we can talk a little bit, you know, like say, for example, we had some chart on Thriftless February, like how many items did we list in February that were in our death pile? How much money did we save by not thrifting? How much money do we make? Like things that are relative to our conversations on the podcast, we can come up with printables at the end of the month or for the future month, knowing what our content's going to be.
Absolutely. And I think this listing tracker and expense tracker just kind of made sense to launch in March because it's still the beginning of the year. It's still, you know, we're wrapping up quarter one in, you know, the next upcoming months. And I think you could really start this at any time. It's open-ended. So, okay, you didn't do January and February, but that's fine. You know, you can recycle this document over and over and over again because there are no dates on it. It is completely open-ended. So that's what our downloadable is going to be for March. So we're excited about that. Like we said, we have bonus episode content on here for you guys. And then, you know, we're also going to have extra episodes, and there might only be one or two, there might be more than that. And basically it's just gonna be conversations of Lori and I sitting down, and maybe it's, I don't know, us brainstorming something with you guys, or maybe there are things going on in our business that we don't necessarily share on the podcast all the time, and we will share it with our Patreon group. And maybe there are different things that we're trying out on platforms. Maybe there's different tips and tricks of things that we're doing that we want to share to our Patreon group. So we will have that. And then the last thing that we have here, Lori and I have been toying with the idea of doing monthly live streams. And I think in the future, it's definitely something that we want to do in terms like video live streams. But there's a cost associated with that right now with Patreon. And we really want to test the waters and see what works for us and for our listeners. So what we did is if you are a Patreon, you will have access to our Discord. And once a month, we will have a live Discord event. And basically, you have access to Lori and I probably for an hour. And we're going to sit down and we're just going to talk to you guys. So if you're on Clubhouse, similar to that, yes. But it's going to be just the people who are in the Patreon. So you're getting our undivided attention the whole time. You can ask us, you know, anything, and it's private. So it's, if you're in our group, you get to have that ability to chat with us.
Yeah. Just a little bit more access. And to be honest, like sometimes when we are doing an episode, like right now, it would be so nice to have immediate feedback from our audience, like asking questions or us being able to ask our audience questions about how things are doing with their business and whatnot. So I think the discourse will be a really great opportunity to have an intimate group, like, you know, maybe not, maybe it won't be intimate. Maybe there'll just be so many people who join and that would be really exciting.
That'd be amazing if that's the case. And if that many people join, we'll be intimate live
for, stream. For a few months. No, but I do think that will be really nice. And I think it will be a good idea generator for everybody and just an opportunity for us to share, which is really nice, which is what Danielle and I love to do.
Everyone seemed to like our season finale of season one of Thrifters Villa, and they loved that idea of sitting at the table with us and having that conversation. So that's kind of where this stemmed from, was that's what we're known for. That's what people love the podcast for. And we want to be able to provide that to everyone. Like we said, it's only $5.
That's a lot for $5.
We're giving you a lot for $5. Just throwing that out there.
Okay? We'll see. How long are we going to promise this for? Is this a year?
It's month to month. So you can cancel anytime. If you feel like you're not getting any value from us, then I mean, we won't be upset. I mean, you can cancel, of course. We would.
We really did try to make it content heavy for the money because we realize we're kind of a young podcast and we are trying to give a lot for people to put their money and faith in
us.
Being part of our Patreon. So I'm really excited to go with this. And I think I'm really looking forward to the lives. So we'll have to get that on the calendar.
I know we still have to get our Clubhouse on the calendar. We still haven't done that. Like Lori and I are the worst.
We didn't do that in Thriftless February. We should have gotten that on the
book. We can do it this week. We'll plan a night. We can do it this week. We'll plan a night. We'll announce it on Instagram. I know we said that 2 weeks ago, but we'll really do it this week.
I think this week would be good.
Yeah. We'll plan a night and, we will do
that. So how do people join our Patreon?
So we will have a link in our Instagram bio. So that will be live on March 1st. Actually, maybe we'll make it live before then. Stay tuned. I don't know. Once we have everything uploaded, so we have most of the stuff uploaded into our Patreon, but we have some final touches that we want to put in there. So once that is all set and we feel confident, we're going to press the live button. The link will be in Patreon. Maybe Lori and I will go live on Instagram really quick and give you guys a little rundown on what that will all consist of. And you just click that link, you sign up. It's very, very simple. You enter in your, you know, basic information that you would for anything, your whatever method of payment that you want to use, and you have access to everything. So you'll get access to the downloadable, everything will be up there ready for you to go. And it's very simple. So I don't know if there's an email. I believe there's an email that goes out once the content becomes live on Patreon so that you guys will know when it's available to all of you. We can create posts within Patreon too. So if we're going to be going live, we will post it in the Patreon group. You'll see the details of that when we're going to be going live on Discord or whatever it is that we decide to go live on. And then you will know when we're going to be doing that. So it's a lot of functionality within there. You know, Lori and I also had the idea of doing some type of form of some sort, or maybe doing a YouTube, and I don't know, we have lots of ideas, but the Patreon is step one.
We're going to start with this. We're going to see how the Discord goes. And I think it'll be great.
Yeah, it's really, really exciting. This is good stuff. And I think our little baby podcast is ready.
He's a little toddler now.
Yeah, it's a toddler. It's not an infant anymore. We were in the toddler phase. We're almost in big kid. We're almost in the big kid phase. So
leaving our terrible twos.
Yeah.
So this is exciting, and we hope that you will join us at the table. And yeah, so stay tuned for more details.
Yeah, there'll be a lot happening in the next few days, but we want to put this out there and.
Feel free to ask us any questions on our Instagram, if you have any, because we're kind of learning a little bit as we go.
Yeah, this is all new to us too. And it all came to fruition on my birthday.
That's right. Daniela came to my house on her birthday and we sat down and were kind of like
in a business meeting. Here.
It was a business meeting that just happened to fall on her birthday. So I was lucky to see her on her birthday and she drove here and we sat down and we just, it was amazing to just actually focus for a while.
Yes. Basically all day. It was great. And we had a lot of,
we kept saying we were going to go thrifting and then we didn't because
never did.
We just were in the zone and it was really nice. We got a lot accomplished. We planned out some content for the year and this came together that day.
Yeah. So we're excited to bring that to you guys. And also next week, we have a great episode coming your way with a good friend of ours. I'm not going to say who it is, but they are a vintage seller and they also have some pretty great photography skills. And I'm really excited to pick this person's brain.
Oh my gosh. So excited. And I bet a lot of you know who we're talking about.
Of course.
All right, friends. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and we hope you have a fantastic week.
Yeah, we will talk to you guys soon. Bye.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much. Bye.